Finance Committee meeting to order. Currently present are council members Woods, Sheldon, Street, Hollins, Cartier, Giller, and Smiley. I have been informed that councilpersons Kilpatrick, Weiner, and Powers will not be able to attend. We do have a duly established quorum. What's your pleasure in the minutes of July 12, 2016?
So moved.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. Okay, first on the agenda is Resolution 16-135, authorizing the execution of two purchase order contracts for Interfaith Housing Delaware Incorporated for pass-through grants for the Department of Community Services totaling $480,000, and these are funding two Dunleith home ownership programs. Is there any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is Resolution 16-136, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Office of Management and Budget Financial for annual lease of rental space at Absalom Jones Community Center for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $222,992. And this is the annual lease for the space used by the art studio in the Absalom Jones Senior Center. And these funds are paid to the State of Delaware. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none, next on the agenda is R16-137, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Connections CSP Incorporated for a pass-through grant for Department of Community Services in the amount of $200,000. This is an agreement between Newcastle County and Connections Community Support Programs Incorporated. This grant will be used to assist Connections Community Support Programs Incorporated with Connections Group Home Rehabilitation. I'm going to take just one quick moment here to go on the record. I am going to support this evening, but only because I've gotten a commitment from Connections that they will start doing at least half of what I've been asking for since probably my first year in office, and that is they will at least begin advising the elected officials in the areas where they're going to be putting the homes in the community. Up until now, I have always found out when one of the contractors has told the community, somebody in the community, and they've already had a chance to build up all the negativity on it, and then we have to work to undo it. So, at least part of this, we know they're protected under federal guidelines. They don't have to do certain things, but they have agreed to begin letting the electeds know before they start on the homes, and at least that way we can prepare. So, any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none, next on the agenda, R16-138, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Chelton Preservation Association for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $400,000. And again, this is an agreement between Newcastle County and the Chelton Preservation Associates LLC for the $400,000. This grant is going to be used for the construction of housing units located in the Chelton Apartments in Newark, Delaware. Any questions from any members of council? Councilman Cartier.
Where are the Chelton Apartments located?
It's 197.02 is outside of
the Glasgow area.
It's not the Newark Housing Authority.
No, it's outside of the city of Newark.
That's 896.
It's not in the city.
Okay.
Do you want to stay on this?
I have the answer.
You run your risk.
It's a 431 Old Forge Road, Newcastle, Delaware.
Okay.
Okay, we have 16-139. So, Newark is the location of the LLC that the grant will go through. Resolution number 16-139, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Habitat for Humanity of Newcastle County Incorporated for pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $250,000. And this will be used to assist Habitat for Humanity with the construction of housing units located at Simon's Gardens, Middletown, Delaware.
Is that right?
No, that's incorrect. That's yeah, that's what I thought. It's a different zip code, so it could be.
Pittsburgh Department of Community Services. It's Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah. Okay. But they could have a Simon's Gardens down there because it's a different zip code.
Yes, they could.
All right. Fortunately, that's not in the title, so you're good to go. Any questions from any members of the council? Anything from the public? Okay, 16-140, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Pictometry International Corporation to acquire high-resolution orthophotography and oblique imagery for the Office of Technology in the amount of $71,700. The chair recognizes the presence of President Bullock. This imagery is needed to update and maintain building footprints for analysis required for economic development, stormwater management, and floodplain studies. The imagery is also needed by the assessment office to help identify unassessed and underassessed properties. The imagery is needed by land use for various functions, including code enforcement, engineering, board of adjustment, and planning. So overall, this is a countywide use. Any questions for any members of council? Anything from the public? Yes, sir.
Denny Hartman, Department of Finance. I don't know if you need it, but just to give you a little background, the aerial photos that are on our website right now that we use, we normally get from the state of Delaware. They used to do them every 5 years. The last photos we have are 2012. The state of Delaware will not be doing that anymore. This is the process that they have gone through. So, short of getting this, we would have to pay for our own aerial photos. We are allowed to access to all the photos that they're taking now, the obliques, through their contract, through Pictometry, and we don't have to pay for the aerial flyovers.
Good.
And as George said, the whole county will be using this. Probably assessment will be using it more than anybody. It's a very good tool for the assessors.
Preferable over buying a drone and somebody to operate it and everything else. Any questions or comments from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, next we have the Newcastle County Council grant request for community events. We only have one. It's in the New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church. Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, this is their annual back-to-school program where they do backpack distribution, and it's really for the kids. It's a nice event. I'll go with $500 this year.
We have a motion for $500. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Three, five, six, seven, not voting. Okay, the grant is approved. So anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Anything under other? Councilman Cartier.
Just something for expense and revenue roundtable. My perusal of Facebook and monitoring postings. There was a posting that went up detailing approximately $22 million in back taxes owed collectively by the school districts in Newcastle County. I just want to, at some point, maybe in a finance meeting that I'll chair in September, really get a sense of where our back tax situation is in the county. I know that we have a claim we collect 98%, so forth, and I know that at points we're going to have taxes owed for various reasons, but just to really get as close to numbers we can on our back tax situation after seeing a posting like that. In my particular area, we meant that it was $2 million owed to the Brandywine School District, so and they just went through a referendum process. So I just want to put that on the table for folks to be aware of.
No problem. And you may want to reach out to those school districts and ask if they'd like to attend and advise what type of program they would like to fund for Newcastle County to go after those arrearages.
If those arrearages are actually factual.
Yeah.
Okay, so
From what I heard, a guy on the radio this morning, this afternoon on my way in, if it's on Facebook, it's real. I guess that's why I don't do Facebook.
My postings are real.
Lord help us, because he was talking about how he was voting in the upcoming election, too. So, okay. Anything under
other? We had another comment here.
Danny Harmer from Finance. I'll just make one real quick comment on that. And I don't know if that number is totally accurate, but any number that's out there, this may be somebody that has FOIA'd this information. And if that's the unpaid balance, that's what it is, the unpaid balance. It doesn't take into consideration accounts in bankruptcies, legal issues, or anything else that we are barred to go after.
Right.
So that would be a base unpaid number. It would not take into account everything that legally we're not allowed to go after to begin with. So I just want to
put that. Well, I think they're limited how many words they can use on Facebook. So,
and, good comments by Denny Hardman, and I think it's important to get, you know, a realistic explanation about why we have arrearages, and that some of them are going to be prolonged because of legal action and things like that. That they're not easily accessible. It's not simply a matter of making a phone call and getting arrearages paid in many cases. Yeah. So I just want to have a full understanding of all the difficulty in recovering funds owed to the county. So thank you.
And our new tax billing goes out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is. So mailed today.
So let me call and tell her to lock the box. So whatever we get in September will be subject to that. Okay, anything else under other? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next meeting is not till 4 o'clock.
All right.